Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, located in southern Carroll County, is now also an artist colony. But the painters are not human. They are talented tigers and one very big brown bear. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, these furry creatives are earning their keep. Some paw paintings are fetching a great deal of cash.
African lions carol to each other this cold, sunny afternoon, claiming their stake on Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. They share their quarters with 117 tigers, cougars, leopards, and bobcats. Nearby, an array of striped Bengal tigers lazily doze in their dens. But one, named Ty, suddenly rouses as refuge staff Kelly Jo Carroll approaches his cage, making chuffing sounds, showing him a white canvas. The 14-year-old tiger gracefully jumps off his perch and prowls towards her, chuffing back. As Ty watches, Kelly Jo drips and swirls turquoise, yellow, and aqua blue non-toxic paint over the canvas, lays it on the ground, then using a rebar hook, pushes it partially into the cage. Ty grabs it with one large orange paw and starts to lick.
Here, buddy. You're doing a good job. Yeah, look at that face.
Ty uses his rough tongue to mix the thick puddles of paint into dense waves and swirls. Kelly Jo assists, turning the canvas this way and that. Suddenly, he stops and looks up. He's done.
Good job, Ty.
You did a good job. Good boy. Clothes. Are you done? Is that it?
Yeah.
Do you guys like it? You did a good job.
Kelly Jo Carroll from Buffalo, New York, is one of more than 300 college students who've completed a six-month internship at this refuge. But she, like the tigers, has taken a permanent position. Rain's been watching us the whole time. She's right next door. We see if she's in the mood to paint. Not.
Come on, Beth. Come here. Come on. You want to paint today or not?
We leave the grumpy tiger to her nap in search of another artist. Staff don't enter any of the 30 by 50 foot enclosures unless the big cats are safely sequestered. The art making is always facilitated from outside the cages. The only real hazard to watch for is when a cat turns around and lifts a tail. Speaking of scents, canvases are sprayed with a fruit or floral fragrance, and some of the fussier cats prefer designer name perfumes.
They love any kind of new scent. They'll come and investigate it. They have an organ in the roof of their mouth called the Jacobson's organ, and they'll do this kind of funny looking face called a stinky face. We call it a stinky face, but they're trying to get the chemical receptors to the roof of their mouth. So they love smelling any kind of new scent.
In the wild, large cats rely on their extraordinary sense of smell to hunt, procreate, or attract predators. But imagine what a spritz of herbal catnip might create. We check out one more artist, Bam Bam, a gymammoth grizzly bear who's using a brown and pink palette today.
Hey, sneaky bear, look at you.
Starting to close his eyes.
He's like, ooh, chocolate, raspberry.
Bam Bam makes some final touches to the canvas using his long black tongue.
He's getting a little bit better, but he's also a big licker. So sometimes you look at the canvas and you're missing most of the paint. So it's like a very like watercolor kind of artwork. So he's probably our best yet.
Unlike the tigers, whose muzzles are smeared with paint afterward, the grizzly is very neat. Lions also paint, but not today. Something's up with them.
Sometimes they'll tell each other before a storm comes. Even if we actually have a vet come, they'll warn each other that a vet's coming and hide in their dens. So they'll say all sorts of things. Right now they're probably talking about, does anyone see the food? How much longer till supper time?
The animals are fed once a day, late afternoon, but are continually enriched.
Every day the interns go around and they'll give them enrichment throughout the day. Sometimes it's cardboard boxes with hay in there, or cedar, or a burlap sack with some sort of grass or something inside that they can rip open and use their nails and teeth like it was a prey. And for on their birthdays, they all get something. Sometimes interns will make some sort of meatsicle or a fruitsicle for our bear in the summer months. And then in the winter, they'll get like presents that are wrapped, and there'll be something inside, and the cats will rip them open, or some sort of big cardboard animal that's in their habitat, and they go and pounce on it. So it's really cute seeing what the interns will come up with for enrichment.
The cages are also equipped with bowling balls and pins and other toys to keep the cats interested and exercised. Turpentine Creek, established in 1995, is now filled with clean, spacious enclosures, one quarter concrete, the rest grassland habitat. But of an estimated 60 big cat sanctuaries nationwide, only one big cat rescue in Tampa, Florida, creates and markets so-called paw paintings. Last year, Turpentine Creek, which has been doing paw paintings for about a year, auctioned a dozen original big cat artworks, raising several thousand dollars. $15 reproductions are also for sale in the gift shop, with artists' bios attached.
A lot of these artworks are very original, like right over here for B.B. King, you can see his paw prints that go across the canvas. Some of them you can actually see nail marks or teeth marks or holes in it and things like that. Some of them are really, they really get into the painting. Sometimes you'll have fur on the paintings as well.
Adding exciting value to the abstract expressionist works, proceeds go towards swimming pools and misters to keep cats cool in the summer, and cozy blankets, straw nests, and heaters in the winter. Turpentine Wildlife Refuge, 7 miles south of Eureka Springs, has been in the news recently for rescuing nearly a dozen large cats from another nonprofit sanctuary near Mountainburg, which is failing. It costs $7,000 to transport, treat, and house each new rescue. Many animals arrive sick, starving, or crippled from confinement. The refuge feeds on average 1,500 pounds of raw meat per day to the carnivores, donated by Tyson Foods, Zero Mountain, and Walmart stores. A dozen new enclosures had to be constructed this winter in a nearby valley to accommodate a surge of incoming. The nonprofit refuge annual operating budget is around $1 million a year, provided by foundations, contributions, and visitors who pay a small fee for a guided tour. None of the animals are bred or adopted. All are fortunate to live out their lives here. As for our pod painters, they're on task this winter, working towards a group exhibit this spring. After all, there's lots more cat toys to purchase. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Turpentine Creek is hosting its second annual Cats at the Castle Dinner and Paw Painting Auction at Castle Rogues Manor in Beaver, Arkansas. That's Saturday, April 27th. The event benefits the Habitat Fund. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit turpentinecreek.org. Plus, we're excited about this. We've posted a palette of Turpentine Creek paw paintings, as well as a music video produced by Sophie Kidd, our own Sophie Kidd, on the Ozarks at Large website. Many thanks to Jamie Froelich for that city camera work as well.